भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 यावत् अस्या स्वतंत्रत्वं तावत् ईश्वरतो भयं य एतत् समुपासिरंस ते मुह्यन्ति सुचार्पिता यावद् अस्या स्वतंत्रत्वं तावद् ईश्वरतो भयम् य एतत् समुपासीरंस् ते मुह्यन्ति सुचार्पिता यावद् यस्या स्वतंत्रत्वं तावद् ईश्वरतो भयम् एतत्समुपासीरंस् ते मुह्यन्ति सुचार्पिता यावद् यस्या स्वतंत्रत्वं तावद् ईश्वरतो भयम् एतत्समुपासीरंस् ते मुह्यन्ति सुचार्पिता स्वतंत्रत्वं तावदीश्वरतो भयम् यावत् एज लॉन्ग एज अस्य of the living being asvantatram there is no freedom from dependence on the modes of nature tavat then there will be ishvaratah from the supreme controller bhayam fear A, those who, etat, to this material concept of life, samupasiram, devote themselves, te, they, muhyanti, are bewildered, shucha, in lamentation, or pita, always absorb. Translation. The conditioned soul who remains dependent on fruitive activities under the material modes of nature will continue to fear me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since I impose the results of one's fruitive activities, those who accept the material concept of life, taking the variegatedness of the modes of nature to be factual, devote themselves to material enjoyment. and are therefore always absorbed in lamentation and grief. Purport. The living entity is bound in the network of illusion, but although he can understand that he is dependent upon superior powers, he does not want to serve the Supreme Lord. He thus becomes filled with the fear of life itself. Desiring material sense gratification, the living entity, like a demon Kamsa, always fears destruction of his material arrangement. Remaining addicted to the flowers of material nature, one gradually sinks down into an irrational form of life. Maya has two potencies. The first covers the living entity, and the second throws him down into hellish condition of life. When one is covered by Maya, one loses all power of discrimination, and Maya then throws such a fool into the darkness of ignorance. When one wrongly considers himself to be independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, one becomes a worshipper of temporary material objects, hoping to enjoy material sense gratification. And as one grows older, one's life becomes filled with fear and anxiety. A conditioned soul considers himself to be in control of his life, but since he does not have any actual controlling potency, his situation is contradictory and not at all pleasing. As all of one's material possessions are taken away by time, one becomes filled with lamentation. All in all, material life is truly abominable, and it is only because of dense illusion that we accept it as satisfactory. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदाम् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Seeking the blessings of all assembled devotees. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 10. The chapter is entitled The Nature of Fruity Activities. Fruity activities is the basis or it's the driving force for any kind of work the living entity does in this world. What does it mean by fruity activities? In English, fruity, this word, actually it's not commonly found or heard word, fruity. When I searched first time this fruity word in dictionary, I couldn't find this word in, I had small dictionary, I couldn't find this word fruity, what is my fruity? It's not heard previously, but fruit, fall, fruity, something related to the result or something related to the fruit. So fruity means with a desire of getting some fruit. And since childhood we have been trained with this kind of mentality. I still remember when I was in 10th standard, my father said that if you get distinction in 10th standard, I will buy a bicycle for you. So for me, that was a driving force to study hard. And every time I used to study, I used to picture in my mind getting distinction, getting that bicycle. So 10th standard passed. 12th standard, my father said, if you get a good marks and get admission in professional college, I will give you camera. So that became a driving force for 12th standard. But when I took an admission for professional college, my father didn't have to tell me that, okay, if you get degree, you'll get this. No, because by that time, I understood that getting a degree means I am going to earn and buy many more bicycles and cameras. So fruitive activities, why? Because by that time my intelligence was developed and I knew what is best for me. But because we have been grown up with this kind of mentality, same thing applies in spiritual life also. We try to practice initially spiritual life so that I can get something in return. That's what 7th chapter 14th verse of Bhagavata Krishna says, Artho Artarthi Jigyasu Jnani Cha Bhartarshava. The Vedic section, the vast sections of Vedic literature deals only about the fruity activities, almost kind of 90% of the Vedic section. If you do this, you will get that. If you do that, it will get to go, it will go, you will able to go to this place where enjoyment is better. That's what called flowery language of Vedas. Why it is mentioned in Vedic literature about this kind of fruitive activities? Because at least by desire of getting those fruits, people will take shelter of Vedic literature and follow the higher authority. That is the purpose why Vedic literature also tells about many kinds of fruitive activities or the processes by which our desire can get fulfilled. And when intelligence and consciousness will be developed automatically, then the person will be able to give up those fruitive activities and get to the point where he will understand what is actually swartha or what is actually beneficial for me. Can there be a fruitive mentality in devotional service? It could be. When I was studying in hostel, one person, one devotee who was chanting with us Hare Krishna, one day he confessed me. He said, you know, why I come to the program and why I am chanting Hare Krishna? I said, you must be liking it or you want to go to back to Godhead, that's why you're chanting. He said, no. Actually, when I came to the hostel from my hometown, I was homesick. And apart from homesick, there was a lot of problem about the food. I was not getting nice food. So when I came to Hare Krishna and saw that you people are getting nice dabba, and when I asked, can I join it? And your incha said, you have to chant 4 rounds. So that's why I'm chanting. So doing the devotional activity initially, that was his motive. But the beauty of devotional service is that even if we come to devotional service or come in contact with Krishna consciousness with some desire or some fruitive mentalities, the process is so powerful that gradually it purifies us of that mentality and brings us to the platform where we can, instead of thinking oneself, can start thinking about Krishna or start thinking about serving Krishna. That's the beauty of devotional service. And we have a classic example in Srimad Bhagavatam of Dhruva Maharaj, where he approached the Lord initially with some desire to get something in return, which was his ambition. But when he followed it diligently, the point is that in order to come to that platform, it's very important to follow the process of devotional service diligently. Even though we have any kind of agenda for devotional service, still it's very important that we follow it diligently with focused attention. Then it will have effect early, like in Dhruva Maharaj's case. So that is what is fruitive activities or fruitive mentality is about. Another important thing in this verse is focused on fear factor. The conditioned soul who remains dependent on fruitive activities under the modes of nature will continue to fear me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fear is another very important driving force in this material world. Everyone's life is filled with fear and anxiety. People are fearful as soon as they get up in the morning, whether I will be able to catch such and such local train or not, whether I will get sit down in the local train or not, whether I'll reach office on time or not. So these are the small fear, and apart from that, bigger fears are another kind of problem in a life. Not only in outside world, even the devotees staying inside temples, we also have fear. Whether I will be able to reach on time for Mangalarti or not, or whether I will be on time for breakfast, lunch or not. If I go late, then what will happen? Will I get prasad or not? So fear and anxiety is kind of permeated everywhere in our life. Why does this fear factor comes in a picture? Because in purport it's mentioned, the living entity's nature is enjoyment. Anandamaya abhyasat. And when there is enjoyment, the enjoyment leads to desires and expectations. So this desires and expectations becomes a cause of fear and anxiety. Attachment to those things leads to the fear. And fear of that attachment fear is that, first thing is that whether I will get it or not, and once I get, then the fear creeps in, what if I lose it? So even before getting also there is a fear, whether I will get it or not. And even after getting also there is a fear, what if I lose it? So the fear is very nicely been put, kind of fears, in one of the shloka by Bhartuhari. He said there are fear factors. What are the common fear factors in this world? He says, Bhogi roga bhayam, kulachiti bhayam, vritte nirpalad bhayam, mane dainya bhayam, baliripu bhayam, rupe jaraya bhayam, shasre vadi bhayam, gunekhal bhayam, कायेत कृतांतात भयम् सर्व वस्तु भयान्वितम् भुवि नुराम वैराग्यमेव भयम्। इसे भोगे रोग भयम्। द पर्सन हु वॉन्ट्स टू हैव एंजॉयमेंट और वॉन्ट्स टू एंजॉय द वर्ल्ड विच इज senses, he has a fear of rogue, a disease. Because in disease condition, one cannot enjoy. When I got sick with dengue, and I just came out of that hospitalization, and went down for prasadam first time after 15 days, and I don't remember the exact what was made, but everybody was enjoying except me. I was thinking, how could these people enjoy this food? Why? Because I was a rogi. For enjoyment, two things are required. The object and the senses. Only object, and if senses are not healthy, you cannot enjoy. And even only you have healthy senses, but there is no object, still you cannot enjoy. So both the things are required for enjoyment. So, bhogi roga bhayam, the bhoge, the person who wants to enjoy, he has the fear of, I become a sick. What if I become a sick? Just like, there's a people, I met one person who had a family history of diabetes. So, he came to me and asked me, doctor, is there any medicine where if, because he liked the sweet. Doctor, does there any medicine by which taking I will not get diabetes? Because I don't want to give up the sweet. And if I become a diabetes patient, then I will not get to eat those sweets. So he has that fear, what if I get the diabetes? Bhoge roga bhayam kula chuti bhayam. The reputed family has the fear that some member of family should not behave in a such a way that our reputation of family will go down. I know one person who has big business, and he wants his son to take over the business, but his son is interested in photography. So son says, I don't want to do this business, I want to do photography. And the father is very anxious, what will happen, itna bada empire khada kiya, I have done so much hard work to bring this business up to this level, and the son is not ready to do that. And what the society will think? That photographer ban raha hai. It's like we have such a nice business. Kula chuti bhayam. It's a true story. When I heard this in Ahmednagar, near Ahmednagar, there was one school teacher. And this school teacher was a follower of Warkari Sampradaya. And every year, this Ashadi Kartik Ekadashi is to go by foot from his village to Pandharpur. Very nice person. And he had one son. His name was Chandu. But this Chandu, because of bad association, got hooked up to all bad habits. Drinking and smoking and chewing tobaccos and eating non-veg and everything. And father tried his all means, his best to rectify the situation. Son was not listening at all. He became so upset that this fellow, I am our parampara, and he had got one deity also in his house, Krishna deity. And in our whole parampara, nobody had done such kind of activity in this fellow is doing. He was like completely shaken up. And people used to call, like, Bap Santa Beta Gunda. That's what people used to call in village. That father is saint-like and the son. And the son dropped out from school and used to fight with the people and used to all do all kind of activities. And all the time drunk. Father tried it a lot of time but couldn't do anything. So he had the fear, what will happen to my son? What will happen to our kul? Kula chuti bhayam. So, when the father was dying, he called his son. And he was completely drunk. In that drunken state, he came near near to the father, and father said, I am going to die. He said, die. Why? Because at you were the one who was like kind of scolding me. Now once you are gone, whole thing is open for me. Nobody can scold me. And he got, father before dying, he got him married with the thought that by marriage at least, this is another myth people have, that once the son gets married, he comes on track. So that's what father was thinking, and he got him married also. But there was no improvement. So father said, I have only last wish. If you can fulfill that wish, I can die peacefully. So he was completely in drunken state. He said, what is that wish? He said, at least in your life, once you read Bhagavad Gita. So this fellow thought that, ye marne wala hai, kaha baad mein dekhne wala hai. Said, okay, I'll read Bhagavad Gita. And the father left the body. Father left the body. This fellow went on with his own business. He opened his own hotel, outskirt of village, on highway they call it Dhaba. So he opened Dhaba, and all kind of things were going on. Few months passed, but at the back, even though he had given that promise in drunken state, at the back of mind, it was there. And Paramatma was telling him, you have given promise to your father to read Bhagavad Gita. So 6 months passed, and this fellow one day, he thought that, bahut ho gaya, it's like too much troubling to me. At least read me once. So he comes to the home, and his father, where to find Bhagavad Gita? So his father had this altar. And in the altar, his father had kept all these religious books in red cloth. So he comes and opens that red cloth pouch, and he tries to find out Bhagavad Gita. And there he gets Bhagavad Gita in Marathi, Bhagavad Gita Dashi Tashi. Why? Because his father has went to Pandharpur and some devotee has given that Bhagavad Gita to him. And his father has bought it. He has never read it. Father has never read it, but just kept it. So this fellow, he takes the Bhagavad Gita and tries to read out the Bhagavad Gita, but he couldn't understand anything. What is what? But first of all, there was what time I should read Bhagavad Gita? Because he was having this hotel and there was no time for him because whole day he was busy. So he thought, let me take the Bhagavad Gita to the hotel and when I get a time, I'll read it. So in the night, 11:30, when all customers are gone, now hotel is almost closed, he decided to read Bhagavad Gita in the night. He takes Bhagavad Gita, sits on a chair with the legs on the table, Bhagavad Gita in one hand, and non-mentionable object of eating on the table, and another hand the glass of wine. So he's sipping the wine and reading Bhagavad Gita. So now, usually, to understand the spiritual subject matter, the consciousness, the alertness has to be there. That's what we see or we understand. Here this fellow is in delirium with that substance. The time of reading is also 11:30. It's highest of tamogun. Eating something which is not recommended and reading Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavad Gita, the words are of Krishna, it has to have effect. So he started finding interesting Bhagavad Gita. He comes to the third chapter after a few days, and there it's written, Yajna Shishta Sinasanto Mushante Sarva Klibishe. That verse he comes. And there Prabhupada writes in purport that whatever we eat should offer it to Krishna. So when he read that line, he said, hey, this I should be doing it. Offering it to Krishna. So okay, closes the book, comes back at home 1 o'clock in the middle of the night, and his wife is sleeping. He kicks the wife and wakes her up. They cook something. So this lady, poor lady, she said, okay, he's completely drunken and beating. So she cooks something. He takes that whatever she has cooked in the plate, and he doesn't know any mantra. So on the altar, he puts in front of that Krishna deity which his father has got and just tells Krishna, hey, eat it. With the thought that, ye kya khayega? That kind of thing. But he said, eat it. And then after some time, he takes it out and starts eating that. He starts following that also. Every day coming home and offering it to Krishna. He doesn't know anything. He's just doing it because it's been written in Bhagavad Gita. After some time, he comes to the verse of Manmana Mohamad Bhaktot Madhya Jivam Namaskuru, where Krishna says that, always remember me, and their proposed rites, we can remember Krishna by chanting holy name. He starts chanting holy name also. Still, he has not given up any of his habits. He still is doing it. And the story is long. To cut it short, gradually he comes in contact with the deity, becomes a deity, and now he's initiated deity, called Chaitanya Charan Das. Still stays in Nagar, but when he changed his whole lifestyle, everybody, including his family, was shocked. Previously, his father was worrying that Kula Chuti Bhayam, that is, he will ruin the reputation of family. When he became all right and stopped all his bad habits and started chanting Hare Krishna, there was another fear, Kula Chuti Bhayam. Not that, okay, whatever he was doing was all right, but now what if he becomes sadhu and completely give up to the family? What will happen to family reputation? So that was another fear, Kula Chuti Bhayam. So, Vittet Nripalat Bhayam. Third fear, it's mentioned, Vitte, one who has money, has a fear that government will snatch that money by taxation. And we have this example of demonetization, where suddenly in the middle of the night, the things were, whatever money, I met one devotee, and he was, after demonetization day, he came for chanting, and he was like kind of anxious. He's my good friend. So he's anxious, and I said, what happened? So he said, suna nahi? Kya hua? Well, yesterday night, there was, so, I am worrying where to put my money. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I am going to go to my village, and many farmers have a bank account, so 2 lakh is limit, they don't have that much money. I will distribute that money to those farmers, I will ask them to put into their account and withdraw and give it back to me. I said, what if he doesn't give back? Fear. In fact, the number of people going to psychologists for counseling has increased after demonetization immediately. Because people went into the depression. What to do with that money? Vittet Nripalat Bhayam. Mane Dainya Bhayam. One who has a reputation, he is fearful of humiliation. The person who has been honored, for him dishonor is worse than death. That's what Krishna tries to tell Arjuna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. What will people think of you if you run away from the battlefield of Kurukshetra? This honor, one who is honored or one who is respected by society, he has the fear, what if the society comes to know the wrongs, deeds of mine, and they will start hating me? I had one friend of mine whose father, mother were doctors. Nice doctor, very reputed one. And they had big hospital, and they wanted the son to become a doctor so that he can continue the legacy of doctorship. And he cracked the exam with flying colors, got admitted into college, reputed college, medical college. And till now of that time, he was getting good marks, always first into the first category of the students. He was scoring the marks. And in the first year of MBBS, the second unit test, that two unit test, he just failed in one subject by 2 marks. He started thinking that what will my parents or the town people will think about me? I'll be humiliated that I got failed in an exam. He couldn't take it and he hanged himself in the middle of the night. For him, that humiliation, that fear of humiliation was such that he was ready to take his life. So mane dainya bhayam, bale ripu bhayam. The powerful person is fearful of another powerful person coming up in a life. And what if he takes over me? And we have many examples of this fear in our scriptures, and especially the Indra, the head of demigod. As soon as somebody does tapasharya, he tried to gain the power, the first thought comes to Indra's mind is that he is going to take over me. I should be doing something about it. Bale ripu bhayam. So nobody wants that. That's why many a times, even while these fighters, kushti, the guru, while teaching the pupil, the student, he keeps some secrets with himself, so that student will not overpower the teacher. They keep some secret. Sometimes, not all the teachers, but this happens. Why? Because he has a fear that this fellow will overpower me. Bale ripu bhayam, rupe jaraya bhayam. One who is a beautiful, handsome, there's always fear that how will I look in old age, or what will happen when I become an old. Cosmetic industry turnover now currently all over the world is $170 billion. $170 billion is a turnover of one industry, cosmetic. Why? Because people have fear, how will I look with an white hair, wrinkled skin. So it's just a booming industry. There are, I couldn't get time to verify, but there are some incidences when I heard that Bollywood, Hollywood stars committing suicide with the fear of losing their fan club. Why? Because once they become an old, they will no more be beautiful or handsome, and people will not get attracted to them. So that fear, many have committed suicide between these 30-35 years of age with that fear. So rupe jaraya bhayam, shastre vadi bhayam. One who is a learned, he has a fear that an opponents will come and defeat me. One person should not exceed me in learning, in education. Chaitanya Bhagavat gives this incidence of Keshav Kashmiri visiting Navadvip Dham. And in that time, all the scholars of Navadvip fled that place with the fear that he will defeat us and hamara naak kat jayega. We'll become a object of laughing stock. Why? Because he is the more powerful in learning. When I was studying in 10th standard, I was staying in a hostel, and just before the exam, there was some preparation leave, and one student, another student was also, they were like kind of competitor. Both was like kind of scoring almost like kind of equal mark, ek aage piche, that kind of thing was happening. So one student, what he did, he secretly took the notes of that other student and burned those notes. Why? Because he should not come first or go ahead of me. And I was like, what? We couldn't believe it. So you're so much having that fear, what if he exceeds me? So shastre vadi bhayam gune khala bhayam. One who is virtuous, he has a fear of wicked person. So kayet krutantayat bhayam. One who has this body, that body is the one who is attached to the body, that person has fear of death. What will happen with my death? If with that death, I will lose everything, whatever I have earned. And we have example, but according to some sources, it's a myth. The example of this Walt Disney. But some say it didn't happen like that. But Walt Disney had created an empire and he wanted to live even after his death. So he wanted to do cryptogenesis. That means keeping the body intact by freezing it and paying it to the scientist to find out the solution, life solution. And once you find the solution, inject into my body, I will again become alive. So he gave a lot of sum of money to those scientists. And the story goes like, when he was kept into that condition, into that freezing thing, the relatives of his, they were fearful. What if this scientist really finds out the solution, really make this person alive? Then we will not get the property. So they paid double amount to the scientist to stop the experiment. That's what the story says. I don't know the verification of it. But it shows that one who is attached to the body, he has the fear of death. Sarva vastu bhayan vitta bhuvi. That means everything in this world is coupled with the fear. Everything is coupled with the fear. In fact, fear is a driving force for we to do the activities. When I was distributing books in villages, I was passing by, and if child doesn't listen to the mother, and if mother sees me, the mother used to tell, "Hey, wo baba leke jayega tumko, chal jaldi kar." So I used to tell the child, "Don't be fearful of me, kuch leke nahi jaunga tumko main." Why? Because if you instill that kind of fear from the childhood itself about this kind of dress or this kind of attire, that child will have that psychology of fear throughout the life. Or commonly, police leke aayega, police lekar jayega. And once we grow old, same thing applies. The political parties also try to exploit that factor of fear. Dharma khatre mein hai. So vote for this party. Vote for that party. So this fear factor is exploited. Who can come out of the fear? Same verse says, vairagyam eva bhayam. When we give up that clinging to the enjoyment, we can come out of the fear. We are clinged to that desire of enjoyment. And as we discussed in the beginning, enjoyment means desire and expectation. When that is given up, automatically person can come out of the fear. Or gradually come out of the fear. So, in fact, Krishna also says about this fear. Mad bhayad vati vatoyam, in 3rd canto, 25th chapter, 42nd verse. Even the whole universe runs because of the Krishna's fear. The demigods do their activities because of fear of Krishna. So, these fearful situations can be overcome when the object of enjoyment changes. Currently, the object of enjoyment is of the material things. And that's why the fear comes into the picture. When the same object of enjoyment is shifted to another thing, which doesn't give a fear, but give the pleasure, we can overcome that. And that's given in 2nd chapter Bhagavad Gita, 59th verse. Vishya vinivartante nira harasya dehinam, raso varjam raso pasya, param drishtva nivartate. This param drishtva is the higher taste. Once that higher taste is gained by the living entity, automatically the desire for the lower taste goes away. In the 61st verse of the same chapter, Krishna says, Tani sarvamini samyamya yukta asita mat paraha. This word is very important, mat paraha. First time Krishna in Bhagavad Gita addresses that, mat paraha, it's to me. Once we start developing that desire to serve Krishna, to engage in service to Krishna, focus on that, then automatically Krishna says that material enjoyment, the temperature of material enjoyment will go down. We have only two choices. Either to focus on Krishna and have enjoyment or enjoyment of Krishna consciousness, or there is no other option. What is the other option? That is given in 62nd verse. Dhyayato Vishayam Punsa Sangaste Shupajayate. If you don't have that one, then automatically Vishaya, the material objects of this world, will attract us for the enjoyment. If you see commonly, all the advertisements, billboards and everything is appeal to only one thing. What is that? Enjoyment. If you get this, you'll enjoy. If you get that, you'll enjoy. So that enjoyment principle is only focused and propagated in order to attract us to buy those things. So if you don't find enjoyment in Krishna consciousness, then we have to find enjoyment in material objects. And that's what Dhyayato Vishayam Punsa Sangaste Shupajayate, Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kamat Krodobijayate. So when we get attracted to the material enjoyment, that's where the purport mentions the two potencies of external energy, that is covering and throwing, Avaranatmika and Prakshepatmika. These two potencies come to the picture. So one potency covers the consciousness and covers our understanding and convinces us that material thing will give enjoyment, and then another potency throws us into that and we work hard and again have to deal with this fear, anxiety, lamentation and grief because of that. So that's what further Krishna will speak to Uddhav about these things, about how to overcome. But this is how the living entity can come out of fear if he gives up his desire or he gives up his obsession for the enjoyment of the material things of this world. So, in short, this is what I wanted to discuss about this verse in particular. There is three important events today. One is Mukunda Dutt's disappearance. He is the devotee of Lord Chaitanya who was known for sweet singing. Sridhar Pandit's disappearance. Sridhar Pandit is known as Sridhar Kolavech, and we have heard many stories about him, how he was the most dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sridhar Kolavech's life is perfect example for this one, that how he found spiritual enjoyment in Krishna consciousness, and that's why he was not fearful of anything. He was not having any lamentation or grief. And today is also Snana Yatra. According to Skanda Puran, Indra Dumna Maharaj on this day bathed Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and established their worship. So it is considered to be a birthday of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. So, the three important tithis are also there. So, we can pray to these personalities that we can also develop that desire for finding enjoyment in Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gop Premanande.